The War's Toll, for the 7 days through the 28th of November, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who have been reported killed in the past 7 days in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed March 25th, 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, November 29th, 2006, 3,132 coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,885 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 21,778 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 46,137 U.S. soldiers have suffered non-mortal casualties. There are no numbers for casualties of soldiers from other nationalities. Also, at least 374 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq from various countries. In the last week, then, 18 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 511 coalition soldiers have been reported killed. Of that number, 354 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 962 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 5,729 U.S. soldiers have suffered non-mortal injuries. In the past week, then, 7 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been reported killed. Also, at least 124 Afghanis were reported killed in the past week, bringing the total in November of 2006 to at least 393. These numbers are derived from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the number of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 54,191, although a recently released John Hopkins Lancet Journal study puts the total at 655,000 Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion March 2003. That means that at least 615 Iraqis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in November of 2006 to at least 1,743. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, the taxpayer bill for just the Iraq war is at $346.1 billion and counting. If you are a taxpayer in Kentucky, your tax bill to date stands at $2.7 billion. I will now read the names of Iraqi civilians. Again, these civilians were reported killed on the 25th of March, 2003. Hanen called Yonis Elzbedeh, 7-year-old girl. Hamadeh Hamas Thumer, 63-year-old man. Hassan Hade Abbas Alt Meme, 23-year-old man. Hassan Abed Al-Kathem Mahsan Al-Mtwene, 14-year-old boy. Hassan Ahmed Shakir Abed Al-Wahed, 33-year-old man. Hussein Hamid Shaker, 32-year-old man. Hussein Ada, 52-year-old man. Hussein Khalaf Karim, 29-year-old man. Ibrahim Altai, 40-year-old man. Isam Same, 19-year-old man. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past 7 days. On the 23rd of November, Nathan J. Goodiron, 25 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Mandaree, North Dakota. On the 25th of November, Scott B. Lundell, 35 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Hurricane, Utah. On the 27th of November, Robert Girard, 46 years old, Canadian Army, Bautouche, New Brunswick. Also on the 27th of November, Albert Storm, 36 years old, Canadian Army, Niagara Falls, Ontario. We'll now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. On the 21st of November, Eric Viscano, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Also on the 21st of November, Donovan E. Watts, 46 years old, U.S. Army, Atlanta, Georgia. Also on the 21st of November, James P. Muzak, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Riverside, Iowa. On the 22nd of November, Heath Warner, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Canton, Ohio. Also on the 22nd of November, Joshua C. Alonzo, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Dumas, Texas. Also on the 22nd of November, James R. Davenport, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Danville, Indiana. On the 23rd of November, James D. Priestap, 39 years old, U.S. Army, Harwood, Michigan. On the 24th of November, Jonathan Hollingsworth, no age given, British Army, no hometown given, United Kingdom. Also on the 24th of November, Nicholas P. Rapavi, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Springfield, Virginia. Also on the 24th of November, Reese D. Moreno, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Prescott, Arizona. On the 25th of November, Daniel M. Morris, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Clinton, Tennessee. Also on the 25th of November, Michael C. Ledsam, 24 years old, U.S. Marine, Austin, Texas. And also on the 25th of November, Jeremy D. West, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Aguanga, California. On the 26th of November, Joshua C. Burroughs, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Bossier City, Louisiana. Also on the 26th of November, David M. Fraser, 25 years old, U.S. Army, no hometown given, Texas. And also on the 26th of November, Jason R. Hamill, 31 years old, U.S. Army, New Haven, Connecticut. On the 27th of November, Michael A. Schwartz, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Carlstadt, New Jersey. This has been the war's toll for the 7 days through the 28th of November, 2006. I'm Scott Bergwin from the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.